2. In the summer of 2003, a promotion executive at Arista Records named Steve Bartels began calling up radio DJs to tell them about a new song he was certain they would love. It was called Hey Ya by the hip-hop group Outkast. Hey Ya was an upbeat fusion of funk, rock, and hip-hop with a dollop of big band swing from one of the most popular bands on earth. It sounded like nothing else on the radio. It made the hair on my arms stand up the first time I heard it, Bartels told me. It sounded like a hit, like the kind of song you'd be hearing at bar mitzvahs and proms for years. Around the Arista offices, executives sang the chorus, "Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture," to one another in the hallways. This song, they all agreed, is going to be huge. That certainly wasn't based solely on intuition. At the time, the record business was undergoing a transformation similar to the data-driven shifts occurring at Target and elsewhere. Just as retailers were using computer algorithms to forecast shoppers' habits, music and radio executives were using computer programs to forecast listeners' habits. A company named Polyphonic HMI, a collection of artificial intelligence experts and statisticians based in Spain, had created a program called Hit Song Science that analyzed the mathematical characteristics of a tune and predicted its popularity. By comparing the tempo, pitch, melody, chord progression, and other factors of a particular song against the thousands of hits stored in Polyphonic HMI's database, Hit Song Science could deliver a score that forecasted if a tune was likely to succeed. The program had predicted that Norah Jones' Come Away With Me, for instance, would be a hit after most of the industry had dismissed the album. It went on to sell 10 million copies and win 8 Grammys. It had predicted that Why Don't You and I by Santana would be popular, despite DJ's doubts. It reached number 3 on the Billboard Top 40 list. When executives at radio stations ran Hey-ya through Hit Song Science, it did well. In fact, it did better than well. The score was among the highest anyone had ever seen. Hey-ya, according to the algorithm, was going to be a monster hit. On September 4th, 2003, in the prominent slot of 7:15 p.m., the top 40 station WIOQ in Philadelphia started playing Hey-ya on the radio. It aired the song 7 more times that week, and a total of 37 times throughout the month. At the time, a company named Arbitron was testing a new technology that made it possible to figure out how many people were listening to a particular radio station at a given moment, and how many switched channels during a specific song. WIOQ was one of the stations included in the test. The station's executives were certain Hey-ya would keep listeners glued to their radios. Then the data came back. Listeners didn't just dislike Hey-ya, they hated it, according to the data. They hated it so much that nearly a third of them changed the station within the first 30 seconds of the song. It wasn't only at WIOQ either. Across the nation, at radio stations in Chicago, Los Angeles, Phoenix, and Seattle, whenever Hey-ya came on, huge numbers of listeners would click off. "I thought it was a great song the first time I heard it," said John Garabedian, the host of a syndicated Top 40 radio show heard by more than 2 million people each weekend. "But it didn't sound like other songs, and so some people went nuts when it came on. One guy told me it was the worst thing he had ever heard." People listen to Top 40 because they want to hear their favorite songs or songs that sound just like their favorite songs. When something different comes on, they're offended. They don't want anything unfamiliar. Arista had spent a lot of money promoting Hey-ya. The music and radio industries needed it to be a success. Hit songs are worth a fortune, not only because people buy the song itself, but also because a hit can convince listeners to abandon video games and the internet for radio. A hit can sell sports cars on television and clothing inside trendy stores. Hit songs are at the root of dozens of spending habits that advertisers, TV stations, bars, dance clubs, even technology firms such as Apple, rely on. Now, one of the most highly anticipated songs, a tune that the algorithms had predicted would become the song of the year, was flailing. Radio executives were desperate to find something that would make Hey Ya into a hit.